As you listen to God's servant Tayo Ladajo, may the vision of the finish and of God's high calling for the church be further increased in your heart to inspire accurate lifestyle and orchestrate the outbreak of the Spirit of God in the earth. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Genesis 12, I read from verse 1. Now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee, what? A great nation. And I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be what? A blessing. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Let's look at it carefully. Praise the Lord. For us to experience revival, there must first of all be what? There must be what? What is revival initiated? What? Evaporation. Spiritual substance must ascend to God. Or rather, we respond to what? To the release of the early rain. Because the early rain is meant for what? For planting. The early rain. You know, each time God gives a revelation, a word comes, God is releasing early rain. That is grace to plant. Then, as we keep planting and we make sacrifice, clouds will form. Amen. In the heavenly, cloud will be formed in the atmospheric heaven. When clouds are formed and clouds are fully formed, there comes a time vapor will lose its heat and rain will come. They are spiritual principles. If you activate them, you get the result. If you don't activate them, you get nothing. Praise God. If heaven does not take up anything, heaven does not give up, but does not give up anything. Now, in the case of Abraham, heaven has taken up something. Amen. And heaven was giving up something. The Lord now revealed himself to Abraham. And when the Lord revealed himself, amen, the first thing he said is that, listen to this. These four issues we can derive here from Genesis chapter 12. There are evidence that clouds are being formed in the heavens. There are evidence that clouds are being formed in the heavens. The first thing is that God said, there's a demand for consecration. The first one is a demand for consecration. So you're going to depart from your father's house. You're going to depart from your father's house, from your country, your clan. Praise God. I'm going to withdraw you. You know something about consecration? Consecration, we cannot experience consecration without experiencing the revelation of his holiness. Whenever the Lord reveals himself to us, whenever the word of God, the word of the Lord comes, amen, whenever the word of the Lord is revealed, now, and we in obedience, in the spirit of obedience, respond to the word, the first thing that happens is that the word begins to purify us. Whenever the word of the Lord is revealed and we open our heart and respond to the word and embrace the word starts purifying us. The word starts purifying. It is the word that will set us apart. Amen. The word of God sets us apart. And that's exactly what the Lord was doing with Abraham. He said, I have come, I'm revealing myself to you. So I begin to set you apart. I begin to separate you unto myself. Praise God. The word of the Lord begins to set us apart. The second one is that the word of the Lord begins to reveal divine secret to us. He said, I will show you. Is that what the Lord said? Genesis 1. I will show thee. Now, there is no making without showing. God must open the eyes of your spirit. You must have the vision of God's purpose. You must have the perception of what God is up to, of where God is taking us to. You must see. You must see. Those are the things that shows that spiritual substance are ascending. You must begin to see and begin to see and begin to see. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29, the Bible says, the secret things belong to the Lord. But if it belongs to the Lord and remains with the Lord, the earth will be intact. If the secret thing remains with the Lord. Now the secret things belongs to the Lord. The Bible does not say they remain with the Lord. Amen. But the things that are revealed, that is it. They are for us and our children. What that means is that it's generational. You see, what we're passing on are spiritual inheritance. If you pass on money, you don't pass on value, those children will wreck whatsoever you have labored all your lifetime for. Amen. So the things that are revealed, let me shock you. If you're a mother here, or your father here, your spiritual mother, spiritual father, and to all of us, if the things that are being revealed, if they remain with you, God's purpose will die with you. Have you noticed that has been one of our greatest problems in our race?
Thank you for listening to this timely word of the Lord.